This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's been a rough go for markets as of late. We've seen Treasury yields on the rise. In fact, hitting their highest levels since 2007, raising concerns that these higher interest rates may impact housing, could also tip the economy into recession. In fact, some people say we may already be in recession. And we're going to talk about that today. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. Let's bring on Bill Ulivieri, owner of Senecal Capital Management in Glenview. Check out his website, senecalcapital.com. That's C-E-N-A-C-L-E capital.com. Bill, great to have you on the Gains podcast.
Hi, Andy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be with you today.
One thing before we get going, Bill, I know we're going to be talking about where markets are, prospects of a recession. Some folks say we're already there. You're going to be talking about this on Friday. I believe you're doing something on this upcoming Friday, 5 charts in 50 minutes. Just tell the Gains listener real quick how they can check that out before we start our convo here.
Sure. You'll go to LinkedIn and do a search for Bill Ulivieri, and you'll see that I pinned to my post a registration link for our my Lunch and Learn on Friday, October 6th from 11:45 till about 12:45. And to be honest with you, Andy, we're going to go through way more than 5 charts, but there are some very, very interesting things out here that investors have to be careful of. Some opportunity, it's like the good, bad, and the ugly we're going to be going through. And that, again, it's this Friday, October 6th. Hit me up on LinkedIn. Find the link there.
Definitely check out Bill on LinkedIn. Check out his 5 charts in 50 minutes, but I think it's going to be more like 15 or 20 charts in 50 minutes. But yeah, we're looking forward to that. Okay, now over to markets. Where are you on the recession front? Where do you see? Some are say that we're in a recession right now. We don't even know it. Others see it on the horizon. Where are you on the recession front, Bill?
It seems like every asset class that's out there has gotten hit hard, except the ones that we see. And by that, I mean, especially residential housing, real estate investment trusts, electric utilities, anything that's commodity related in the last 18 months has gotten smoked. So the only thing that I think is really holding up this market is residential building. And I think we're about to see a rug pull and these stocks taken out to the shed for a serious, serious beating.
You said these stocks have already have taken a hit really hard. And again, this is an area of interest rate sensitivity. Do you think that we're kind of close to the bottom? Are we picking through the bones here at the bottom?
Well, you know, Andy, like a pendulum swings back and forth. There are some things that have already gotten hit hard that look like they may be putting in the bottom. And there's other things, frankly, like Boise Cascade, where it's just beginning to roll over after a massive rally, you know, doubling in value practically in 2003, like this year. You know, in April of this year, Boise Cascade was trading like $58 a share. It just traded 112 recently. The symbol is BCC, Boise Cascade. They're a big building material company. The stock has performed swimmingly. I mean, it's done great. But let me tell you, it, I think, got way ahead of itself and rallied massively in the face of rising interest rates, of going from near zero to 5.25%, from going to 1 or 2% to a 10% construction loan, right? One plus prime rate puts you at 9.5% for construction loans. I just don't see how this is sustainable.
You said there's winners and losers in this space. What do you like in the space? Tickers and names.
The ones that I do like are actually some more of the commercial and the shopping mall side. And they've, and those stocks, Andy, have already suffered down 25, 30, 35, 40, 45% from their highs in the post-pandemic. So I've got a list of names here that I really think are nice. I think they're putting it at the bottom if they haven't already. They pay a juicy dividend. And in the last 4 or 5 years, they've reinvented themselves. And I find that those are interesting. These are like little known, little watched gems that I think investors have to look at.
We've seen energy pretty active over the last year. Where are you on the energy front?
Energy, I believe, has to be sold. I think energy has gotten too far ahead of itself, especially in the face of a rising U.S. dollar. I think oil has to be sold. Transports possibly need to be lightened up on. And those are my, you know, forests and forest products and like paper products need to be pared down. Restaurants, gas utilities, steel and materials need to be kind of softened a little bit. I don't know, Andy. I just see more neutral to negative sectors than I see positive. Yet the S&P almost made an all-time high in post-pandemic. Even though the NASDAQ QQQ almost made a new high in post-pandemic, I just see a divergence in leadership. And the investor has to be really, really careful here.
You mentioned stuff you're unloading, and you did talk about some select on the housing side. What other areas do you see extreme value right now?
You know, real estate is kind of complicated. You have residential, commercial, real estate investment trusts, real estate investment trusts that hold apartment buildings, single-family homes, mortgages to assisted living facilities. Like this is very, you have to drill down really deep. And the ones that I like are shopping malls, a few of them, and real estate investment trusts that hold mortgages and leases for assisted living, specialized care and skilled nursing. I think there's great value over there. Because let's face it, Andy, the United States is getting older. The young people are in emerging markets. They're not here in the United States.
Do you lean more towards the dividend yielders at this point, or are you looking for improved growth in stock price? And what's the
I'm leaning
tactic?
Toward the dividend side, Andy, because I think, you know, I think if we're in a recession, Jerome Powell needs an excuse to lower interest rates, and anything that has an interest rate dividend yield, I think, is going to outperform in the next 6 months to 2.5, 3 years.
So this could extend too for more than just 6 months to a year. This could go out a lot longer too, it seems like.
I do think this could be, because look at, you know, real estate has suffered for more than just 18 months. Real estate and outlet malls and anything that's like interest rate related really has suffered for, you know, 3 years or so, because everybody did their shopping online.
So all that said, what's your top go-to picks, Bill?
My first number one pick is Omega Healthcare Investors. The symbol is OHI. It invests. It holds hundreds of leases and mortgages for assisted living, skilled care nursing facilities, anything that related to nursing homes and that type of healthcare system. It pays an 8.05% dividend yield. 8%. And it's just basically just a mortgage holder and a leaseholder in these type of facilities, both in the United States and in Canada. I think that that's one of my favorite picks, especially because it pays a juicy 8% dividend.
That dividend is obviously very sustainable, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Do you think America is getting older or younger? I mean, I'm 64 this year, and I can tell you that my radar is really going off huge with, again, skilled nursing facilities, residential care, Alzheimer's, dementia. This is where there seems to be growth in the economy. Not residential right now. I think residential kind of peaked. So you have to look to the real estate investment side in an area that has a great cash flow. And I think that it's in this space.
You know, just one little thing I want to throw in there. But, you know, after today's sell-off, the Dow actually went into the red for the year. So there are a lot, and this kind of speaks to what you're talking about. There are a lot of quality dividend stocks that are underpriced in the Dow right now. The broader market, you know, the S&P 500, still up about 10% for 2023. So that's certainly worth a note. On the gold front, you know, I've been looking at GLD and just wanted to get your thoughts on gold at this point. We've seen a bit of a pullback here and just wanted to get your thoughts on gold, how that fits into all of this. Yeah, GLD, which is the Spider Gold Trust, that's the way I get gold exposure, trading about $169 a share. Ticker on that's GLD. Your thoughts on gold?
Gold, Andy, I think has been in a sideways trading range since July of 2020, right where we came out of COVID. It's trading almost at the same level. Like, say the high in 2020 was roughly $165 a share, which kind of puts gold at $1,650. It rallied up to $196 a share, or roughly, again, implicit price of gold at $1,940, $1,960 per ounce. It looks very sideways to me. I don't think it's going anywhere. The higher dollar, higher interest rates doesn't help gold. It hurts gold. And gold is a risk-on asset that moves kind of in the opposite direction of the U.S. dollar. So until the dollar turns around, we're not going to see gold go anywhere.
But you did mention that you do see a break in interest rates going forward. Wouldn't that benefit gold a little bit?
Yes. We need to see the U.S. dollar stop going up and turn around and start to decline.
And isn't that all comes down to rates, right?
Primarily it does, Andy. I can't think of a reason why the dollar would decline with rates up here or going higher. So we have to see. Everything hinges on interest rates.
We're going to take a quick break. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If that's an option for you, I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings. We'll be right back with Bill after the break.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Back with Bill Ulivieri, owner of Senecal Capital Management in Glenview. Check out his website, senecalcapital.com. That's senacalecapital.com. We're talking about we're already potentially in a recession. We're kind of playing off the bottom. I mean, where do you see things going? What's your advice for the individual investor?
The individual investor, this is my advice. Is that I think you need to broaden your scope and broaden your horizon of what it means to have a diversified portfolio. Typically, the United States is composed highly of index traders, index investors, low-cost index funds, low-cost ETFs. Fine, I'm okay with that. But it just seems to me that there are some incredible opportunities elsewhere than in what we would call the main part of the United States, that being the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ QQQ. We need to look at and drill down into individual sectors if you're going to be a U.S. investor, and you need to look elsewhere in emerging markets and emerging bond funds. I think there's some great opportunities out there.
What are some plays domestically that you really like right now? People should take a hard look at. You've been skewing with some of your picks recently with a nice yield to also get while you're holding the stock.
Andy, I know it sounds like I'm talking out of two sides of my mouth, but I'm not really, because for every sector that we look at, you can break that sector down into 20 different pieces, right? When we talk about real estate, is it residential? Is it building materials? Is it commercial real estate investment trust? Does it hold mortgages? Does it hold housing? Does it hold apartment buildings? Like, there's so many subsectors within a sector. And so you have to just, unfortunately, investing has gotten more complicated. Investing has gotten more nuanced. I like some of the real estate investment trusts. I like the dividend yield that they're paying. I like the fact that I expect them to rally if we see a decline in interest rates, which is what I think is going to happen.
Well, give us some tickers and names.
Here are some other real estate investment trusts that I really like. Here's one. The symbol is SKT. SKT, Tanger Factory Outlet Center. Here is a factory outlet shopping mall manager and builder. They have a market cap of about $2.3 billion. It pays a dividend yield of over 4.26%. And I think that they're bridging the gap between online sales using an app and in-person outdoor beautiful shopping malls. They have them in the most beautiful places in the warm belt, in the southern belt of the United States. They have a user-friendly app that gives you a credit, not just like a store credit, but they give you an outlet mall credit. So Andy, say for example, I was in Tennessee and I bought a pair of shorts or a pair of shoes and I see it cheaper somewhere else in the Tanger Factory Outlet Mall system, anywhere, all 36 locations in the United States, anywhere in Canada. If I see it cheaper at an outlet mall in a different geographic location, I can push a button and get a credit to my account, like a reward card. So it's a way of making sure that I'm doing an arbitrage across 36 outlet malls, making sure that I have the lowest price in my pocket on my app. It's building loyalty. You can become a club member. I can go shopping at a local mall, be outside in Tennessee, Florida, gorgeous weather in an outdoor mall. If I buy something and I see it cheaper at another mall, I get the store credit. I mean, it doesn't go any better than that.
Very interesting. What was the ticker on that again? Give us that name and ticker.
Right. SKT, Sam Kilo Tango. Trading at around $22.34 a share.
Okay, so what else you got?
I like this one. It has a very, very low market cap, so you have to be careful because it's thinly traded. One is called Ramco Gershenson Properties. Ramco Gershenson Properties. Symbols RPT. Robert Paul Thomas. Pays a dividend yield of 5.3%. It's in the real estate sector, I think, in a positive trend.
Yes.
Even though the market has declined, it looks like it's holding in there really well, clearly above its COVID 2020 low. But this company, Andy, honestly, has kind of been sidewaysy for 12 years. I'm not saying this is going to rally huge. I'm just saying that you can get a 5.5% dividend in a real estate investment trust that looks kind of interesting.
I'm taking a look at the chart right now. So RPT Realty, and again, the ticker RPT. Yeah, like you said, it's a 13 PE, throws off a 5.5% dividend, and has pretty much been range bound, over the last handful of years. So that's certainly an interesting play. And again, what's RPT Realty? What's their specialty?
Well, it's a trust company that owns, acquires, they manage, regional shopping malls, community shopping centers, single tenant properties across the United States.
Which is one of the sweet spot areas you like right now. Interesting.
I do. I mean, I think the low is in. I think people want to get outside and they want to have a better experience. And for a real estate sector, I think it looks reasonable for a small portion. Like I said, you're not going to get rich from it, but you're going to get a really nice yield. And I say I'm okay with that.
We've talked crypto a lot in the past. Just wanted to touch on that as well in light of the current environment we're in?
Well, Andy, so interesting that you brought that up. Again, as you know, I love cryptocurrency. I love Bitcoin. I love all cryptocurrencies, to be honest with you. I think just philosophically, they're absolutely amazing. But you cannot deny the fact that the peak was put in Bitcoin at around 65, 66,000 per token, now trading 27,500. We've talked about the stock to flow ratio, putting Bitcoin somewhere at $100,000 or greater. And we've been saying that for more than a year. So again, Bitcoin needs to see the dollar decline, needs to see things turn around, because again, we're in this interesting location with Bitcoin where it's so close to its annual supply being cut in half. We have to potentially add maybe 1% more to our portfolios.
And explain that real quick, because there's a big event coming up. A lot of people who are probably new to cryptocurrencies, even people who've dabbled in it, might not be aware. Explain that real quick, Bill. It's a big thing.
All right. So the Bitcoin's halvening means that on an annual basis, every 10 minutes, you have a certain number of Bitcoin are released to the economy of Bitcoin, around 6.5 tokens every 10 minutes. Coming up soon, April of 2024, I think it is, next in 8 more months, the 10-minute reward release to Bitcoin miners is going to get cut in half from 6.5 to 3.25 Bitcoin every 10 minutes. So what happens, Andy, is that in economics, in trading, we have supply and we have demand. It doesn't matter whether it's corn, soybeans, wheat, or interest rates. If there's too much supply, prices go down. If there's too much demand, prices go up. And what we're going to see is that the supply available to Bitcoin enthusiasts is going to be cut in half. That is incredibly bullish on the fundamental side of Bitcoin. So while currently the forecast for Bitcoin, we can't prove mathematically how things are going to look, but we're going to see a drop of 50% in the amount of Bitcoin that's available from going forward. That needs to be looked at.
The tokens of Bitcoin get spit out for when miners do these algorithms. That reward is basically going to be cut in half here very soon.
Yeah, and you have to ask yourself, what would happen if the Saudis cut the oil production by 50%? What would happen if we cut new housing construction by 50%? What would happen if we cut the amount of corn that was grown and produced on an annual basis by 50%?
Yeah, most people are going to say all that stuff moves higher. You know, it's just a supply and demand world. And the thing is, crypto, especially Bitcoin, is on a lot of people's radar now versus 5-10 years ago.
Absolutely. I think Michael Saylor from MicroStrategies bought another few hundred million dollars of Bitcoin and put that on their balance sheet. So, you know, there's some big names looking at Bitcoin. Right now, it is how many days until it halvenings? Halvening happens in 200 days. April 21st, 2024. So the next halvening is in less than 201 days, where the annual supply will get cut in half. That puts the stock to flow ratio roughly at $115,000 per token, Andy. It's never failed, but it hasn't happened yet. So degenerate traders, be careful. So Bitcoin is at its peak inflection point right about now, where it should rally up to its stock-to-flow ratio. And again, people who are looking at this are expecting Bitcoin to go to over $120,000, $130,000 per token. That makes it one of the best values out there, only because its supply will be cut in half. And there's only about 19.5 million left of 21 million tokens. So let's be honest. The scarcest object on the planet right now isn't gold or silver or corn or houses or debt. It's Bitcoin. By far, the most scarce asset on the planet
And we made $1 million forecast maybe about a year ago. So if you want to really get in and see our case for $1 million Bitcoin, go back because we on the Gains podcast, Bill and I talked about that very thing and made the case for $1 million Bitcoin tokens in not the too far distant future. So we've covered a ton of ground today. What's the takeaway, Bill?
You know, investment advisors like to use the analogy of the market being like an iceberg. Only about 10% of what gets reported on the news is you see above the waterline, right? So you got to be careful looking at the broad market indexes. Under the water surface is where all the hazards are, but also the opportunity. And I do see opportunity in Bitcoin and Ethereum cryptocurrency. I see opportunity in select real estate investment trusts. I'm very worried about residential housing and building. And I'm kind of worried about interest rates. Not that they're going to go much higher, but they've hit the brakes on this economy and push us into a recession. I just don't think everybody knows it yet. And I think we're beginning to see that now. Having said that, recessions are usually declared officially 2 months after the bottom is put in. So I think we're putting in the bottom this month, maybe in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And it will be sharp, it will be spiky, it will be scary. So I think you've got to create a shopping list right now of opportunity, because I think that those asset classes that you seek to invest in are going to do incredibly well for the next 2 months to 24 months.
Big thanks to Bill Ulivieri, owner of Senecal Capital Management in Glenview. Check out his website, senecalcapital.com. That's senecalecapital.com. All right. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That's an option for you. Totally appreciate the solid there. And subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday morning, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast powered by Odyssey.